I next met with Dr. Leisha Sequist from Massachusetts General Hospital. And to begin, she presented a patient from her practice.
This is a 75-year-old woman that I took care of. She came in initially with a cough, wasn't going away with the usual measures. She had some scans, and she had a large central tumor. A biopsy ultimately showed that it was squamous cell cancer. And she had, at that time, no distant metastases, but due to her age, her comorbidities, the size of the tumor, the location, it was deemed to be unresectable. So our plan was to treat it, unresectable stage 3 lung cancer, with definitive chemoradiation. We chose weekly carboplatin.
Could I just backtrack just to one quick point from a clinical perspective? I know it may seem sort of basic, but you mentioned that she had squamous cell based on, quote, a biopsy. Where was the biopsy from, and how sure were you that it was squamous cell?
So if I recall correctly, she actually had a mediastinoscopy so that we could look at the lymph nodes, and she had a positive lymph node biopsy by Mead that showed squamous. So it was a decent-sized piece of tissue, and radiographically it looked squamous as well. It was very central and decent size.
She was a smoker?
She had been a smoker. Not a heavy smoker, though, like something along the lines of 15 to 20 pack years and quite remote. So not a heavy smoker.
So what was the next step?
So we planned her radiation, and she was supposed to start weekly carboplatin low dose with concurrent radiation. She got started on that, but the second week she had a paclitaxel reaction to the chemo. And it was a pretty significant reaction with hypotension and being unresponsive for a little bit, getting shuffled down to the emergency room. So she actually turned out okay, no long-term damage, but quite a scare.
So I would imagine experiences like this, I mean, I know you're not, I don't think you're a big nab-paclitaxel user, but I imagine after a situation like that, you might be thinking about it.
Yeah, absolutely. And this was I would say now I would have no hesitation after an experience like that to move to nab-paclitaxel. I've gotten more experience with it. At this point in her story, it was actually a few years ago, and regardless, she was no longer interested in chemotherapy. She refused any sort of modification, any nab-paclitaxel. She said, I'll do your radiation, but I don't want your chemo.
What kind of shape was she in after she had the radiation?
She was actually doing really well. Her tumor shrunk down quite a bit, so her symptoms of cough went away. She had a little bit of pneumonitis on her scan, radiation-induced pneumonitis that we watched carefully. I believe we even gave her a low dose of steroids for a little bit, but she actually felt pretty well. And we thought she was in good shape for about 11 months.
Hold on. Before we go any farther, I just want to backtrack a little bit. I'm curious when, first of all, did she have clinical evidence of pneumonitis, and when did this occur, the imaging?
So the imaging was done every 3 months, and I think it was on her first scan, although it could have been her second, but it was within 3 to 6 months after the radiation completed that we noted some pretty, in her, it was actually pretty remarkable changes in terms of pneumonitis. Her clinical symptoms were much more mild and hardly present, but it was the severity of the changes on the x-rays that made us give her a course of steroids.
And the imaging changes, did it look like it was in the radiation port field?
It did.